Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. President Trump asked border states to send National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott pledged to eventually send 1,400 troops. As Carlos Morales reports, Guard members began arriving in the Big Bend sector this week.
National Guard troops started training this week in Marfa, where the Big Bend sector is headquartered. The sector will see 50 to 80 National Guard troops along the border, mainly serving in support roles. Border Patrol spokesman Rush Carter says the National Guard troops will not be in law enforcement positions or out in the field.
They're going to be helping us in our radio communications room alongside our folks that are already doing that job. Again, helping with the overall work that goes on in those operations every day.
Carter says the troops will also help Border Patrol with mechanical work, monitoring sensors, and some intelligence gathering. After training, they'll be deployed to stations in Sanderson, Sierra Blanca, Marfa, Alpine, and Presidio. In West Texas, I'm Carlos Morales.
A U.S. Border Patrol agent who fatally shot a teenage boy across the border in Mexico was cleared of the most severe charge against him by a Tucson jury this week. As Fronteras reporter Michelle Marisco explains, the jury deadlocked on two other charges.
Lonnie Swartz sat unmoving as the judge announced the jury's decision, his face as expressionless as it was a month ago when he sat for the first day of his trial. Swartz was accused of murdering a 16-year-old boy in Mexico in 2012. Federal prosecutors argued that he shot Jose Antonio Elena Rodriguez, then reloaded and fired more shots, 16 in just 34 seconds. Assistant U.S. Attorney Wallace Clendon said he was disappointed.
Very disappointed for the family and for the victim and for the community, but it's not over yet.
The jury acquitted Swartz of the most serious charge, second-degree murder, and it deadlocked on the lesser charges of manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter.
Why don't you go talk to the jurors and find out for us what they were thinking, and that'll help us out.
Swartz left the courtroom with his attorney and did not respond to an interview request. His attorney, Sean Chapman.
2 weeks. You know, at the next hearing, the government's going to decide whether or not to pursue the charges, so hopefully we'll find out then, okay?
You must be relieved.
I got no other comment. Sorry.
To understand the complexity of this case, you need to visualize this stretch of the border. Nogales, Arizona sits well above Nogales, Mexico. There's a 30-foot slope that the border wall stands on, and the border wall itself is 36 feet high. The shooting occurred in October 2012. A group of drug smugglers had just dropped a load of marijuana worth about $60,000 on the Arizona side of the border and were trying to escape back over the fence into Mexico. Chapman argues that the teenager and other young men tried to help the smugglers by lobbing rocks at border agents and at police over that border wall. The wall here is made up of steel bollards a few inches apart. Swartz placed his gun between those bars and fired down that slope into Mexico, hitting the teen. Then he reloaded, walked to another section of the wall, and fired again. 10 of the 16 shots hit the teenager, mostly in the back. Prosecutors say he died instantly, and they accused Swartz of acting out of malice. Records show Swartz collapsed against a patrol vehicle and vomited after the shooting. He said, "I shot, and there's someone dead in Mexico." In this Mexican police recording of the night, a panicked man calls a dispatcher saying that Border Patrol agents seem to be firing weapons at the border. Swartz remains a Border Patrol agent, and representatives from the agency's Tucson Union appeared in court every day of his trial. Local Tucson Union President Art Del Cueto has long contended that agents face a danger non-agents don't understand.
It's true. I had somebody ask me the stupidest question the other day, and they asked me, "Well, what agents have been killed by rocking so you can say that?" Well, that's a pretty sick statement from somebody in the media to ask me that. I mean, is that what it takes, an agent to actually get killed for this not to happen? You know, the bottom line is you had individuals that were committing a crime. They were attacking a federal agent. The federal agent defended himself and defended the other agents. He did the right thing. That's all I can say.
The teen's family left the courthouse quietly, his grandmother in tears. Outside, protesters were lining up to decry the verdict. Isabel Garcia is a longtime activist on immigration issues in southern Arizona, dating back to the Clinton administration in the 1990s. She says she didn't expect Swartz would be found guilty, but had held out hope.
Only because of the family, because I got to know them, because they expressed hope and injustice, right?
In fact, Swartz is a rarity. He's the only border agent that the U.S. government has tried to prosecute for murder in recent memory. In Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.